One of the most exciting and yet nerve-wracking phrases you will ever hear in your adult life is, "Can you come in for an interview?" I was ready. I wanted this job so bad. It was a great company, great pay, great benefits, and I was qualified. Like the night before the first day of school, my nicely pressed blouse and pencil skirt was hanging right above my black heels on the garment rack. I rehearsed it in my mind. I knew what to say, what scenarios and examples to bring up, what questions to ask, and I had a couple of good jokes in my back pocket just in case I needed to pull them out. The interview went really well. They seemed really impressed, and I could tell that I would fit right in. I was excited and really confident that the job was mine. It had to be. All I had to do was wait a couple of days to receive that call back. A couple of days came by. A week goes by. Another week goes by. Are they going to call me? Well, friends, they didn't. I didn't get the job. I wish I could tell you that this was the first and only time that this has happened to me, but it's not. And I'm sure it's happened to you too. There are very few things worse than being passed over. I mean, it's a terrible feeling to know that you were not chosen or selected. And if you let it, it can and will make you start to wonder, well, what's wrong with me? Rejection can have a terrible effect on your productivity and your life overall if you let it. What is rejection? Well, according to dictionary.com, it's the act of refusing to have, take, or recognize. It's also the act of refusing to accept someone or something. I use the example of me not getting picked for an opportunity, but we can experience rejection through a number of ways by different people. We can experience rejection by not being loved properly as children and being abandoned or having a parent that's absent in your life. Some people experience rejection because of their skin color or their gender or sexual orientation. Immigrants in America, we feel that rejection at times too, especially these days. You can experience rejection from being denied into the school of your dreams, denied a scholarship. You can experience rejection being denied recognition for your work or your contributions. We can even experience rejection through romantic and platonic relationships. Or how about social media? With some cases being rejected by people you hardly know, and in viral instances, complete strangers. I mean, we do live in cancel culture. Rejection comes in many ways, but it can also manifest into different forms as well. Forms such as addiction, attention seeking, perfectionism, pride, self-rejection, suicide, feelings of shame, and unworthiness. Sometimes we operate with a spirit of rejection without even knowing it, oftentimes crippling and keeping us from moving forward. Rejection is unavoidable. You faced it, you will face it, and you will continue to experience it. Okay, so here are some tips to help you move forward and maintain productivity after being rejected. Number one, call it for what it is. Okay, Nadine, you didn't get the job and you're feeling pretty low because of it. Come on, let's be honest here. Being rejected sucks. Calling rejection for what it is requires self-awareness, which I touched on a few episodes back. It's being able to process your thoughts and your feelings and know the difference between what's factual and false. A lot of us live in rejection and don't even know it. We operate in unhealthy manners because of rejection, and you have to be able to be honest with yourself and say, yo, this hurts. Assess your thinking and your emotions and decipher what's wrong with it. Give what you're feeling a name. In this case, rejection, so you know what to do with what's going on inside of you. Number two, look for a learning opportunity. Always look for the opportunity to grow instead of sitting in rejection. Rejection isn't always personal. A parent abandoning you is not your fault, it's theirs. Not being selected for a job doesn't always mean you're not talented. Understand that sometimes companies make mistakes in their hiring decisions as well. I've seen it happen a number of times. People pass up on great things and great people all the time. It has nothing to do with you as a person. And if it does have something to do with you, maybe it's not your time yet, or maybe you have areas that you need to develop. And if you do, you have to accept that and get to work. I believe that sometimes people get stuck in the age that they were traumatically rejected. That if you don't process the rejection, you never grow past the point in maturity in how you handle rejection overall. Which is why you'll have a lot of adults operating in immature ways when they're rejected. You're stuck. Stuck because you're either afraid of a no or super concerned about everyone's opinions of you. But never let someone's act of rejection towards you keep you stuck in one place. Number three. Work through it. One thing about being denied, rejected, looked over, passed on has taught me is not to dwell on the negative. Honestly, some of us don't have that option. One thing I love about my graduate alma mater, Clark Atlanta University, is the slogan that we have. Find a way or make one. Look at your life and the people around you. Can we honestly afford to sit in our rejection? Or would it benefit us to pick ourselves up and continue to pursue the desires that God has placed in us? I went through a season of asking after realizing that I was afraid to ask because of previous rejections. I got out of my way because I knew the very worst thing someone could say to me was no. Great salespeople are really good at handling rejection. Great entrepreneurs and nonprofit leaders are really good at asking too. These people face rejection consistently and at times don't have the time to sit in their rejection. They are great examples of what it looks like to work through your rejection. Rejection is inevitable, but never let it keep you from being productive. Process the rejection and how it made you feel. Next, decide what the big learning opportunity was. Do you need to change something? Do you need to approach it a different way? Do you need to find a new way, or do you need to make your own way? Finally, work through it. The sting of rejection lingers, and that's okay. But while you're processing and getting through, make sure you are staying productive. Don't get in the habit of staying stuck in negative emotions such as rejection. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thanks for listening. Until next time.